My God, why have you forsaken me? I grew up in an amazing home. My family loved me, and God was always a part of our family. But I started looking at it for me, and I started to think that God wasn't there anymore. Maybe God was real to my mom. Maybe he was real to my dad, but he sure wasn't real to me. I continued having devotions and continued doing the right things, but I still felt like God wasn't there. A couple summers ago, me and my dad went to Idaho to climb a rock called Chimney Rock. And I was a little scared because this rock, the route we were going to climb, was 300 feet high. And to me, that was scary because I'd never climbed anything big before. And I got to the base of the climb, and I was like, okay, I have to do this, because if I don't, I'm going to be disappointed in myself. So I got my harness on, got my shoes on, got clipped in. My dad asked me if I was ready, and I was like, yeah, let's just do this. So he starts climbing. And then it was my turn. And I started to climb, and the moves were hard, but I still made it to the second pitch. By the time I got there, I was about 150 feet off the ground. And we set up the next belay, and my dad started to climb again. And he hadn't taken three steps. And all of a sudden, I felt alone, and I was scared. He had simply stepped around the rock, and I felt alone. I've been climbing with my dad since I was 4 years old, and I'd always felt safe with him. And all of a sudden, I felt alone. Last summer, I was struggling with God. I would ask people, how do you know that God is real? How do you know that he's really there for you? And they'd always answer and say, he just is. And in my mind, I would scream back and I would say, no. No, he's not. It was during this time that I worked at Mybodin for 2 weeks. And during those 2 weeks, I witnessed the play that you just saw. I realized that behind my wall of sin, there was the God of the universe pulling me back to him and saying, I love you. And I want you to know that I am here for you. It says in Isaiah 41:10, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. If you guys have your Bibles, turn with me to Psalms 22. In this chapter, David is prophesying the mindset of Christ as he died on the cross. And he starts out and he says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far away when I groan for help? And as he goes through, he's crying out to God and he's saying, God, I've seen you in the past. I've seen you in other people. But why don't I feel you now? And then in verse 22, his attitude changes. And he says, I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters. I will praise you among your assembled people. Christ didn't all of a sudden feel the presence of God. He made the choice to trust that God was there in spite of how he felt. I had to say to myself, you know what? I might feel like God isn't there, but I'm going to choose to trust that he is anyway. He promises that he will never leave me or forsake me, and I choose to trust that what he says is true. In choosing to trust that God is there, he is always revealed himself to me. He is always faithful. My spiritual journey has been a lot like a roller coaster. Sometimes I have highs with God, and sometimes I doubt God's existence. But there's something that always stays the same. The track is always there. God has always been there for me, and He always will be. We have to choose to trust God in spite of how we feel. So follow God, not your feelings. Because your feelings will tell you that God isn't there. But God will show you that He is. Faithful, trustworthy, the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is our God.